The UN Refugee Agency says reliable sources report a group of 80 Rohingya boat people are being held on Kosei Daeng Island off the Thai coast in the Andaman Sea. It says another 46 Rohingya who were intercepted on a boat last Friday were handed over to the Thai military authorities. UNHCR spokesman Ron Redmond says these people have disappeared and the UNHCR is trying to determine their whereabouts. He calls reports about the treatment of Rohingya boat people alarming.
These reports allege that hundreds of people have died at sea. We're still awaiting a response from the Thai government to a request that we sent last week for further information on this issue. Right now, obviously, we're concerned about those who have reportedly been taken ashore, and UNHCR would like to have access to these people as soon as possible.
The Rohingya are stateless Muslims from northern Rakhine state of western Burma. There are 28,000 Rohingya recognized refugees in two UNHCR camps in Bangladesh, and an estimated 200,000 unregistered Rohingya are living outside the camps there. Redmond says for the past several years, many of these desperate people have risked their lives in small boats to sail from Bangladesh or Burma. They often turn up in Thailand, Malaysia, or as far away as Indonesia.
Given the new Thai government's commitment to human rights, we're eager to discuss with the foreign minister ways that this crisis can be diffused quickly in line with international humanitarian standards. We've stressed that the Thai government should take all measures to make sure the lives of the Rohingya boat people are not put at risk. We also welcome the Deputy Prime Minister's announcement in the Thai media today that he has ordered the Defense Minister to investigate accusations of maltreatment of the Rohingya boat people.
The UNHCR notes the plight of the Rohingya is a regional problem. Therefore, it says it wants to discuss with the Thai government ways in which all concerned countries can address the root causes that impel the Rohingya to put their lives at risk on such perilous journeys. It calls this a matter of some urgency. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.